HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about festivals, events, and destinations around Colorado. Somehow, it's already the first week in July, and that means Independence Day is this Wednesday. While the sale and use of fireworks is currently illegal in Fort Collins and Larimer County, the professional show over Fort Collins City Park Lake will take place. The show starts at dusk. The annual show over Lake Loveland will also go on as planned, as will Denver's two shows in downtown. I've put links to all the shows happening across the entire state on Heidi Town's Facebook page. This past weekend, I had the chance to see Hairspray at the Midtown Art Center in Fort Collins. A review will be posted this week on HeidiTown.com, but this got me thinking. Dinner theater is a great way to escape the heat this summer, and there are some outstanding shows taking place. Dinner theater is something I've written about on HeidiTown since the blog's inception in 2007. I've always considered dinner theater an event, and that's because it's an entire evening of entertainment without having to leave your seat. For those who aren't familiar with dinner theater, it's different from regular theater in one fairly dramatic way. The dinner servers are also the actors in the play. Talk about having to do double duty. And this is why you should plan on tipping a little extra at these establishments. The evening usually starts with a dinner seating at 6:30 p.m. Many dinner theaters have a small bar where you can indulge in pre-evening cocktails. Dinner service usually takes place until about 8 p.m. when the curtain rises and the play begins. At intermission, dessert is served, a little something to look forward to during the first act. I was introduced to dinner theater at the Boulders Dinner Theater many years ago, and that venue will always hold a special place in my heart. I saw their original production of Chicago, which blew me away. I still have the souvenir drink glass from that evening. This summer, Cinderella is on stage at Boulders Dinner Theater, and there is a review already posted on HeidiTown. Just search Cinderella to find it. It's an excellent play for kids, and as I wrote in my review, I think it would be the perfect outing for grandparents and their grandchildren. Each of the dinner theaters I visited in Colorado have their very own special thing that sets them apart from the others. Boulders Dinner Theater has been operating since 1976, and it shows. There's never a flub or a stumble. This is a group of consummate professionals. Their food has never impressed until our last visit when we were greeted by a much larger menu, which helps out their culinary offerings a lot. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse is the newer kid on the block when it comes to dinner theater in Colorado, but they've managed to put together a top-notch team of performers, plus a dinner menu that always hits the right marks. Of all the dinner theaters I've been to, Candlelight is the most impressive venue. Situated next to Johnson's Corner in Johnstown, it's like walking into a Broadway show. The well-appointed space is simply magnificent. Their current show is Godspell. Midtown Art Center, previously Carousel Dinner Theater, is celebrating 19 years in Fort Collins. This place does dance numbers well. Their yearly production of White Christmas is a crowd pleaser and will go down in my memory as one of the best Christmas shows I've ever seen. Their current show is Hairspray. Also at Midtown, you can try to catch a murderer during their reoccurring production of The Dinner Detective. I've attended a dinner detective show in Denver, and the review is on the blog, and I have to say, it's one of the best date nights my husband and I have ever had. Be ready to let loose and just have fun at this show. I haven't had the opportunity to attend Union Colony Dinner Theater in Greeley, but I have a friend who's reviewed a play there, and she gave them a very high rating. Titanic is now on stage at Union Colony. Jester's Dinner Theater in Longmont is another venue I haven't been to, but they have My Fair Lady starting on July 20th. So watch for a review of Hairspray at Midtown, posting on the blog this week, and why don't you consider dinner theater for your next special occasion, or for a memorable date night. That's all I have for this week. Keep up with all the great events happening across Colorado by joining me on the blog's Facebook page at HeidiTown.com on FB. You can also follow me around on Twitter at HeidiTown or Circle the Town on Google+. If you have any comments or questions, I love getting emails. Connect with me at themayor@HeidiTown.com. Until next week, I will see you online.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.